Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and this interview was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For the latest news and terms and conditions, go to ukwineshow.co.uk.
Hi, my name's Chris Scott, and I'm here with Benoît Roumet. How are you, mate?
Hello. Okay, so my name is Benoît Roumet, and I'm director of BIVC, Interprofession of Vin du Centre.
Okay, but we've changed the wines now, and we've got three Sancerres, but quite different ages. What have we got here?
So we are going to test 2002, 2001, and 96.
96. Okay, so we're going 2002 first, then 2001, then 96. That's very old for a Sauvignon Blanc. Most people say drink Sauvignon Blanc in the first couple of years. Well, New Zealand, the year it's made, and Sancerre give it a year or two usually.
It's always we are lucky with this grape, because of course it's always really good in the beginning, because it's fruity, it's a lot of aromas, it's easy to drink. We used to say that it's always interesting, because even if you don't know a lot about wines, you really can enjoy with no explanation, just drink it.
Yeah,
and yeah. Usually we used to say that if you want to keep the freshness and the classic image of Sancerre or Pouilly Fumé or Mentou Salon also, you have to test in 2 or 3 years. But after that, we can age Sauvignon Blanc.
And well, it has the acidity for it, doesn't it?
Yes, it has the acidity. Of course, it depends on the year, it depends on the climate, it depends on the cuvée. But usually we still have, for example, a nice 92 or nice 89 in the cellars. So it's why we make a testing to show that so from 2005 to 96, it's kind of really interesting. And we have three different vintage. 96 is a very well-balanced vintage, very classic. 2002 was a really great vintage, and 2001 didn't have a good press because it was not a lot of sun, it was quite difficult, but at the end it aged really well.
I suppose that's because not a lot of sun, the acidity levels would be very high.
But sometimes, you know, even 92 was less acidity and it aged well also.
Oh, really?
Yes, so it's always, I think it's is the winemaker, wine grower, makes a real good job in the vines. And if he harvest natural grape with no and don't touch and just let it fermentate and avoid problems, you can age the wine because it's a natural balance.
Okay, the wines are showing reasonable coloration, but they're not as dark and golden as I would expect.
No, because if we speak about Loire Valley wines, for example, Chenin Blanc, it always have more color.
Yeah.
And if you take...
Yeah, these look more like a Chenin Blanc color than a young Chenin.
Of course. In the beginning, you have very pale color for the Sauvignon Blanc in Sancerre or in Pouilly Fumé. But for the age, after that, it takes some lovely golden color, but not too much, as we can say.
Okay, should we start with the 2002? It's the... Who's the producer?
Yes, it's a domaine Pierre Prieur and Son.
And they're in Sancerre. So yes, 2002 Sancerre. It sort of reminds me of an old Semillon, like a Hunter Valley Semillon. It's got that sort of almost lanolin type note in there.
It's when you have when you age the wines, of course, you are going to lose acidity. Mm. You are going to have more complex aromas because all the fruity notes and the floral notes disappear, and it's more concentrated. It's the beginning of a little bit of wax,
yep.
And like a bee wax.
I can see where you're going. It's like honeyed note as well.
Honey.
Yeah, it's not too bad. I remember a mate of mine a long time ago. He was a director of a pretty big company, and he had loads of money, but people used to give him lots of wine. And I went out to his place. He had some Sauvignon Blancs. He doesn't drink wine, but people used to give him wine all the time. he had this Savvy that he'd been keeping for about 6 years in quite a hot climate. And I tasted it, and it was really just overblown. You know, it was just a New Zealand Savvy, but it was just completely overblown. And and to be honest, I managed to get a glass down before I said, oh, I can't do any more of this.
Yeah.
And they really leap out of the glass, don't they? They don't sort of like some of the Savvies you get, or Sancerres, they're a bit more subtle, whereas these wines are really, they're getting a lot bigger and bolder as they get older.
Of course. And after that, of course, it's more fragile wine, so you have to test it with delicacy, but it's still really nice. And after, of course, we don't used to drink old Sauvignon Blanc, because of course we say, and it's right, it's always good when it's young, but here you can see that make a really nice old wines.
It's still holding together. The acidity is there. You know, there's enough acidity there that you're not worried about getting too flabby on you, and you can still have it with food as well.
Yes, of course. With that, of course, you can you can go even for white meat, for example, with a very delicacy like poultry, you have to take a very nice, but it's only delicacy, and it's very delicate.
Okay, let's look at the second wine.
So the second wine is a 2001 from Dominique Roger in Bué. It's one of the village of Sancerre. And 2001 was not so easy to harvest at the good ripeness, because it was less sun and high level of acidity. Mm. But it at the end, for the white ones of Sancerre, it's aged really well.
It reminds me very much of canned pears. You know, that's the I just think of a nice big bit of canned pears. There's a slight slight alcohol. There's a note there as well that I'm not quite sure what the heck it is, actually. Do you know what it is? It's not beeswax, but it's not honey either.
More acidity in the 2001. It gives you it's like beeswax, but more lighter. It's lighter than the 2002.
And there's almost a tropical note in there as well in the mouth. Not in the nose, but it's got a really rich, fruity note. I don't quite know what it is. Maybe quince or something like that.
Quince, you're right.
Yeah.
And you still have the freshness at the end of the mouth. You still have the freshness, and it's long, and it's well balanced. And you can feel some like lemon, but like lemon jam, you know, because of course it's more. More rich than lemon, so it's you still have the acidity, but it's with a silky note on the mouth. It's not aggressive. It's just fresh.
Mm. No, it's good, good. And the last wine.
And the last wine is a 96 from Domaine Henri Bourgeois. So 96 for me, it's one of the best classic you can have in Centre Loire vineyards, because even of course we. Tested Sancerre today, but you have the same quality in Pouilly-Fumé, in Mentoux-Salon, in Quincy, in Reuilly, and 96 vintage for the winemakers was like paradise, because the rains comes at the right moment, you harvest under the sun, you have a good balance in the grapes, and
it's lost a lot of its fruitiness, but it's almost like a toasty note coming through.
This is a special cuvée also, because you have a little bit of you have oak barrel for the aging. Mm. So of course you still have
that. Is that where that toasty notes coming?
Yes, toasty notes, and you are also it's specific because it's coming from flintstone soils from silex. So both the oak barrel aging plus flintstones give you very special aging.
If I was given that wine blind, there is no way I'd even go anywhere near a Sauvignon Blanc.
Don't worry, even me.
Yeah?
You see, it's 96, it's still alive,
yep.
It's still rich, you want to drink it. It's not only archaeology, you know, it's not history of wine. It says, okay, maybe it was 1996, no, it's still a really nice wine.
Yeah, and it hasn't got on the overblown flavours I've had from some Marlborough Savvies when they get older. They don't seem to, it's still... The flavour is there. It's an unusual flavour, I'll admit.
Of course.
And I'm thinking more nuts almost than anything else.
The main amazing, not amazing, but the funny stuff is, of course, we are all like that, even me, we have images of wine. Who says, okay, if you test a really nice old white wines, who says, okay, maybe if it's 96, you can find sometimes... the vintage, but after that you say, okay, I think the brain says it's not possible to be Sauvignon Blanc because it cannot age.
Yeah.
But at the end it says, of course, it's that, and it's really interesting for that.
Yeah, that's 15, 16-year-old Savvy, and who would have thought it would get... Well, I know Savvies can age because Sauternes has got a fair old amount of Savvy in it.
But it's more Sémillon than Sauvignon.
Yeah.
But 100 Sauvignon Blanc, as I said, in Sancerre, in Pouilly-Fumé, in Mentoux-Salon, you can have a really, very nice surprise. And of course, it's completely different because you can see that we test only three different wines, but you can really make, for example, a lunch or dinner only with a Sauvignon Blanc from Centre-Loire. If you take Sancerre, Pouilly-Fumé, old, if you make a blend between the vintages and also the type type of soils, you can have a really different kind of wines, and you can have different kind of matches for the food. So it's really, really interesting for that.
You know, how long does Sauvignon Blanc age? We've here, you know, a 96 is 16 years old. Yeah. That's so does it get a 50 years? Or
yes, my oldest vintage I can test was 46. 1946, it was in 1996. So it was a 50 years old wine. And it was amazing because it was still young.
Now, most people, when they talk about really old wines like that, they use nice words like astounding, amazing. In reality, what, honestly,
it was fun because it was we celebrate every year the Saint Vincent. You know, it's a holy patron of the winemakers, and it was an old guy from Sancerre, and he take one or two bottles with silky paper, you know, and he opens he pours the wines, and he says okay, and we test, and all the winemakers from Sancerre here says, okay, maybe, it was in 96. So yes, okay, it's old vine, so maybe it's 80, maybe it's 76. But nobody thinks about 46, because it was a surprise, because the most surprising stuff is he still have 46 in his cellars.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe it was the last two bottles, and maybe because usually in our region, people they didn't use to keep the wines.
Yep.
In Loire Valley, if you go to Vouvray, you can still have 47, 49, 48. It's amazing. But in our region, people doesn't, because they say, okay, it's Sauvignon Blanc, so maybe it's not going to last. The new generation try to keep bottles because it's always interesting to see how it works and how it's age. And you can compare and sometimes try to have an idea how they make the wines before.
We're actually at the Central Loire tasting at the moment, and I've just been tasting a load of the wines. And I noticed one of the wines you've got up here is Domaine Laporte La Roche, which we taste in our tastings.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's quite a pricey Sancerre, but it's really nice.
Yeah, it's really good. And it's really Le Rochois because it's made from Flintstone. And
It is Flintstone. And I really like it. You know, we use it in all our top tastings with our top guys. But how long would that wine age? Because I'm thinking I might get a few bottles of that. Because I age wines, and I might just get a few bottles and stick them in my cases for
aging.
It's
a 2010. It's for us, it's a really classic vintage in the good way of
2010,
Domaine Laporte, at Le Rochois. It's a specific parcel made from flintstone and clay. And I really think you can age it 10 years with no problem, especially from flintstone. And
okay,
after that, as I said, the wine is alive. So on the paper, it says, okay, there is acidity, it's well balanced, so maybe we can age it 10, 15, and 20 years. But you always have good or bad surprises, because the wine is alive.
Mm.
So after that, even if you have a good connection to keep, sometimes you have, as we said, small vintages, and you can age it a long time. And sometimes with a good vintage, it stay a long time, and one day it died, or it closed and it come back, because it's not only it's not linear. So, but 96 we test was a linear year. It was good in 96, 97, 98, and it's always good when you test it. It was maybe the most linear aging I ever seen. So 2010, maybe it can be like that, but it's always maybe because. We'll see in 10 years.
Does the wine shut down at all? Does Loire wines close down and then come back? Or
depends of the year, depends of the grape, depends of a lot of stuff. And sometimes, especially for example, maybe more, because the more you can age really is the sweet wines from Chenin Blanc.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
of course, it's a blend between acidity and sugar.
And I've heard that like Côte de Lyon and they can last 50 years, outlast the Bordeaux.
75, 100 years if you want. But sometimes during 3, 4, 5 years, it's go down. You know, it's like maybe like human. You know, sometimes you're in a good shape, and sometimes it's not good for you. But and the wine is the same. And sometimes you taste it, oh my god, it's over.
Yeah.
And 2 years after, it's, oh my god, it's marvelous. And it's really interesting for the wine sector of that, because it's always full of surprises.
Yeah. Okay. Now that's brilliant. Oh, just before we go, I just forgot to mention something. Tried some Pinot Noirs, and I tried a Gamay as well from the Loire Valley. Gamay. quite nice. You know,
yes, from Château Meillon. It's one of the smallest appellation in Centre Loire, and it's now the most central appellation in France.
Really,
Château Meillon. It's very small, so if you want to surprise your friends, you can ask to test Château Meillon.
Okay, and the Pinots were actually quite nice as well. They were, yeah. Real range though. There wasn't any real consistency between bottle to bottle. Mm. But some of them were really good.
Yeah, and you can really, it's also a new discovery of Sancerre, Mentoussalon, and Reuilly, so red from Pinot Noir. It can really be interesting for you.
Okay, then, I will leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, and thanks for the really interesting wines.
It was really interesting for me to share the tasting with you.